15,000 shells every day. Winged pilots share scenes of destruction. Magnificent war machines. We are working brothers. Our land is weary. Slavs are dying. We are one people. They succumb to propaganda and cease to be part of the unity of the national body. The special military operation is in the interests of the people. How to live on now? A war with the West for survival, for the future of our country and our children and our identity. A cunning and formidable enemy has challenged us, wishing to take our lands and subjugate us. Our history spans more than 1,000 years. We have never been colonizers. The West has always been opposed to Russia, inhumans and their offspring. In children, one can nurture this sacred feeling, love for the motherland. We must defend our homeland, serve our homeland, and assist in every way our homeland, our state, our region. One should take pride in our country, motherland, father, victory, unity. Oh, how wonderful is it? How wonderful it is to be Russian. We are all mortal. We are all under God. And someday we will all depart from this world. The question is, how did we live? Body to body. How to teach a child not to express an opinion. Some live or don't live, it's unclear. And how they depart from vodka or something else, it's unclear. But then they departed. Did they live or not? Who wants to live is not a man. Bodies decompose, remains return to the earth. The scent of metal, alcohol, rubber, blood, and the stench of dead animals. Puddles of vomit with solidified food and yellow urine. A person with white bandage uses a knife to cut off the head of a man with a yellow bandage. The man on the ground is still alive. He screams in pain. Several people comment on what's happening. We are working, brothers. Cut it off. Break the spine. Haven't you ever cut off heads before? When the head, presumably belonging to a Ukrainian serviceman, is detached from the body, a person off camera speaks.